Now on to our NASCAR Xfinity Series media availability for tomorrow's DC Solar 200. 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox, by the way. We're joined by the driver of the number 7 Brandt Professional Agriculture Chevrolet, Justin Allgaier. The driver of the number 19 Juniper Toyota, Brandon Jones. And the driver of the number 2 Dollar Shave Club Chevrolet, Matt Tift. So I thought we'd just go through in the line, and what are your thoughts on tomorrow as the defending winner, Justin?
Well, obviously it's always good to come back to a racetrack where you've had some success at, and you know, winning here last year was great. You know, for us as a team, you know, it was a great way to lock our way into the playoffs. But also too, you know, just this is a fun racetrack. I love coming here since the first time we've been able to come here. It's been a great racetrack for me as far as just being fun. And you know, this race is no different. It's you know, obviously the new name being called ISM Raceway, that's obviously a big deal for us. Everybody wants to win the first race, right? So you obviously want to win that race and have the trophy with that for the first time. But just getting a win anymore in the Xfinity Series is so important that, you know, hopefully we can back up last year and go have some fun today.
Matt?
I think always coming for Phoenix has been enjoyable for me. But, you know, our schedule, it's such a change of pace of what we do run in the first part of the season. So coming to a short track, a place that has almost no banking, you know, it's a fun track for the drivers. You know, but for me, I feel like we've been one or two steps away from being good here, just haven't quite hit it. So coming out here and coming from the experience of last year into this season, I'm excited to get to practice today and see what we can do with our Dollar Shave Club Camaro. And, you know, it's just it's always fun coming out here, but it's a tricky place, and there's so many variables that you have going on, and you have to get your car to be able to last the whole race. So we'll be working on that, and I'm looking forward to it.
Phoenix has always been one of those tracks that I've had to put a lot of effort into and trying to get really good at. That's been one of the really awesome things about my switch to Toyota this year is using their resources and their simulator programs and everything they have there, and really, really working on this track. So I've been decent here in the past and just haven't ever had that little bit extra edge to work into the top 10 and top 5 here. So I think with all the work we've been putting in, myself going back and studying races, watching film and stuff, I think I'm actually going to be pretty good, hopefully. So we'll just have to see when we get on track. But this is always a fun one for sure. Me and Justin were just kidding. We're going to do a little bit of sweating, I guess, this weekend. It's going to be kind of hot this weekend. So it's a fun track to come to.
All right, and I'll open up the floor for questions. Wolfgang.
A question to Matt Tift. Obviously, the Xfinity cars are different to the Cup cars. Nevertheless, are you going to get some advice from your Cup driver colleagues from Richard Childress Racing when you approach qualifying and race in Xfinity?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the guys is going to be in there in the 3 car. Ty Dillon will be there, and you know, Austin was really good here last year, and we got some great notes to go off of him. And you know, our Xfinity teammates have been good here in the past. Obviously, Daniel Hemric had a great run here in the fall, so I'll be leaning on him. But you know, also Ty to learn what he's been able to figure out in the Cup car here. And, you know, this place is all about rolling momentum, and the Cup cars and Xfinity cars are obviously so different in the power bands that they have and the speeds that they carry. So, for sure, that's been the great thing about RCR is the shared information there, and we'll keep that line of communication to where I can learn some.
Reed, did I see your hand up?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Now that we're 3 races into the season, have you guys noticed a difference in terms of the flange fit?
You know, I think as far as the fundamentals go, no, not really. You know, it's kind of same old for us. You know, we do the same things when we go to the racetrack. You know, inspection line is the same, albeit probably a little bit harder if you're out of tolerance to be able to put yourself back into tolerance just because the bodies are, I don't know if rigid is more the right word, but they're not as pliable. And two, the amount of bracing that we have is way different. We're kind of stuck in a box with where the braces have to be at. So, you know, it puts it on the guys of the shop a lot more to have everything exactly where they need to be at. You know, I think everybody's kind of going through that a little bit with the OSS. You know, we're making changes anyways. But I think, you know, for us, the one thing that's been nice is that the composite body has been pretty seamless as far as just introducing it and rolling it out. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to make it seamless, but all the teams have really put in the effort and the time, and it seems like it's working out really well.
Go ahead.
No, you're good.
Hey, you can go.
Fine, go ahead.
He doesn't really want to answer it.
I was just curious if you two have like a friendly bet, since you almost like switched places over the off season, which of the two of you was going to finish higher in points this season?
That's why I let them sit next to each other.
No, that's going to be me.
Yeah. No, we haven't really talked about that, have we?
No, we haven't. It is kind of funny how that works. And, you know, it was funny. That was the first time it's hit me all year when he was introducing us. And he said the number 19. I was like, oh, wait, no, that's not me.
A little different for sure. I think you've got a lot of my old guys as well. So going through the garage, I still talk to all his crew and wave and everything. So it's funny, but it is how the sport works. I mean, it's kind of a cycle every once in a while. You get into an area where you're out of place for a couple of years and you switch. And then even with the team guys, it feels like, I mean, I've had crew chiefs that have been in places before, and then I've reconnected with them, you know, a couple of years later at a new team. So it's kind of a cycle of racing.
Yeah, I mean, even for me, you know, our motor guy, Lanny Barnes, he was on my ARCA car at Schrader's years ago. So there's always people you're going to reconnect with and be with them. So this it kind of goes back to how NASCAR really is a family, and you're going to work with each other one way or another throughout your career. So it's better to be on good terms with those guys. And obviously they're both very respectable organizations, and I think we're both happy to be where we're at.
For me, going to just a new team in general is always kind of difficult. You have to relearn everybody, and you have to relearn exactly how everyone kind of feeds and takes information from you. And so for myself, I'm having to learn how to tell Chris Gaypart, my crew chief, about how the car is handling and things like that. So something that may have worked last year with Nick Harrison may not work with Chris Gaypart, you know. So I've had to relearn what he kind of likes to hear and stuff on the radio some. As far as the cars, they're completely different inside. I switched actually this year to a whole new style seat, so I'm doing carbon fiber seats instead of the aluminum. So that was way different trying to get that all fitted up correctly. Dash layouts are all different. So there's so much different stuff. Obviously, manufacturer switch, and so relearning faces there and learning what kind of resources we have to use there and making sure I take advantage of them too, because there's plenty of it there to get good at.
It's funny, I can't really say anything different other than it's just the opposite side. I mean, same thing for me. You're switching from Toyota Chevy. You have different seats. You're doing different seat inserts. When we got through Daytona, we kind of assessed where we were at with everything between communication on the team, driver comfort, all that kind of stuff. And we made adjustments. And I feel like it's been pretty easy as far as that stuff going. And it feels like we're not in a transition phase anymore, but just kind of in the flow of things now. And I think once you get through Atlanta, that's kind of your landmark weekend to get things all kind of getting together, because the jump between Daytona and Atlanta is so tough for your routine, your rhythm of the weekend. So once you get through there in Vegas, you kind of feel like everything's going as you're kind of used to it being. So, but it's been great for me. But it's definitely a change, but it's been fun, and I've really enjoyed it. And I think me and Randall Burnett have worked really well together, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
Chris?
Back on Lee's question, are you guys content with your performances with your new teams after three races? And then I have a follow for Brandon.
Not yet. I feel like we are making progress every single weekend. I think that's the important thing, is just continuing to build and continuing to get better. Obviously, we've been one or two spots out of the side of the top 10 the last couple weeks, so we want to break inside there and run inside there. So I think we're getting closer. And one of the hardest things, too, is just to get a baseline package off the truck that, you know, he's got to learn what I want in the car, and I got to learn how to give my feedback to him and what will make us better. So I'm definitely not content. We don't have a win on the board yet, and we're not going to stop until we get there. And obviously the goals will continue to elevate as we go throughout the season.
Last week we were extremely happy with how the race went with us. Every single weekend so far we've had something go wrong, though, so I haven't 100% really assessed how, like, you know, as a team that we're doing. But the really big positive out of it has been something's gone wrong, and then we just rebound and fight back and get a good finish out of it. So no one gets too crazy and too excited on the radio. Everyone seems pretty calm. And like I said, we've had either get into a couple incidents, or we've had some flats or something, and we just rebound and try to get a top 10 and salvage out of the day. So they've done an excellent job at executing on that this whole year. But I think after the five races, the first five, I think we're going to have a really good assessment of where we're at.
Brandon, it seems like it appears that you've picked up your game from a performance standpoint as far as being in the gym and whatnot, working out and whatnot. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I something I should have really, really put a lot of emphasis on last year and just didn't for whatever reason. And so I've kind of been committed this year to doing as much as I possibly can to eliminate on my side of the things anyways of you know, what could be causing performance-wise stuff. And so working out in the gym, studying so much film, and studying so many things on the simulator and data and things like that JGR has from the past and the present. So I've been putting in, you know, pretty much Sunday all the way up until we leave time and work. So we're trying anyways, you know, we're trying to get there and trying to get to that top five level and to get a win level.
Any more? Bob.
To Kyle Busch at all after last week, or do you just kind of let that go?
No, we did. I called him on the phone and talked to him and got his side of view and everything on that. And so it's just hard to race him, man. It's so difficult to pass on these cars and these tracks when these cars are so close the way they are. So just a little bit of a racing incident, but we did talk about it, and we're all smoothed over, and I think we're on the same page now on everything.
Lee again.
Justin, talk a little bit about the dynamic at JRM, because you and Elliot, it's like every year you seem to be there. And what's that like for your relationship? Because it just, to me, it would be like, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out if you know, just knowing the kind of how competitive you both are and knowing you're in the same equipment, it just seems to... Whatever happens, you guys always seem to find each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. You know, obviously, when you go to a race team where you've got multiple cars, I mean, we have four cars and we've got four great race teams. And, you know, every week we find ourselves battling each other. You know, as much as we battle everybody else, we battle each other. And you know, Elliot and I obviously have been teammates now for the last two seasons, going on to the third season this year. And it's been fun. It's not... without challenge. I mean, obviously, number one, you're going to race a teammate a little bit differently than you are everybody else. I mean, it's just the nature of it, right? You're going to be more aggressive, or you're going to take up more real estate when you're racing somebody else versus a teammate. But on the flip side of it, you know, that could be the difference in winning or not. And that could be the difference in winning a championship or not. Last year, it was the difference in winning a championship. You know, the addition of Tyler this year has been really good. Obviously, he stepped right in and has run really well already. So, you know, I think the dynamic for us is always been, you know, if it's the last lap and you're going for the win, you know, you go hard. And I think that Dale and Kelly and everybody at Junior Motorsports kind of is that same way, right? Just don't wreck each other. You know, that's been the biggest thing, is we can't afford to wreck each other. And so for us, we still all get along really well. We share information. I mean, that's the one thing that's great. I mean, you know, these guys have both talked about the information share and teammates. And, you know, that's the one thing that has elevated Junior Motorsports, I feel like, in the Xfinity Series, is the crew chiefs get along well, the drivers get along well, the teams get along well. We all have an open share policy. I mean, anything that we find, we're helping each other. Last week, I mean, we were off when we unloaded. We didn't hit where we wanted to hit, and we made some changes and you know, followed the direction that our teammates went and you know, was able to drive up and finish third. So I mean, it was, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we have to rely on, and you know, you hope you get four cars in at Homestead and going for a championship, and then you just race new teammates. It makes it a lot easier.
Any more? All right, thank you guys. Appreciate you coming by.
Thanks.